Everybody stand, turn to page 199. Page 199. 1, 2, and 5.
Good evening, everybody. Good to be back again tonight. Good to see everybody. And glad to have all of you here tonight. Good to have Brother James Collins with us. He'll be coming here just in a little bit to bring on. Some of you who've never heard James, but I have. And you'll enjoy. Lord's touched him. I believe he's been preaching almost a year. I believe it was last October he announced his call. And heard him over yonder at the tent. Revival at Sammy Lawson's one night, and I've listened to him some online since, and the Lord's blessed him, and you'll enjoy him. And y'all pray tonight for Poncho and the families. They're traveling, especially since they got Brett with him, and I'm hoping Brett's watching so he can hear me slur him real good. But they need some time away, and they well-deserved trip for them. I'm glad they're being able to get away for a little bit and rest and keep remembering his family with the loss of their grandpa, Irvin. And you know, you don't never know. This life is short, and we're not promised tomorrow. It was just a few months ago I was sitting over at Irvin's and talking to him on the front porch there one evening, and no time he was sick, no time he was gone. And we could be in his same position, same boat. We're not promised the next breath. But I'm thankful that he's allowed us to gather here again tonight. Pray for all those that's not here. We've got several that's out tonight. Remember them. Before we go to the Lord in prayer, anybody else got a spoken request tonight? Amen. 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 Yeah, that's right. Amen. Amen. Remember that as well. Somebody else? Amen. Remember that? Is there another? Amen. Remember that as well.
My friend and co-worker that I requested prayer for that had a
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Remember that. Well, I've seen where a lot of places in Texas had already made mandatory evacuations, and it could be rough down there. And if 2020 has not been rough enough as it is, I'm thankful for where we live. We see stuff now that we didn't used to see. Used to, you didn't hear about earthquakes, and we experienced that a few weeks ago. Tornadoes used to be a thing. It was never in this area. Once in a while, it is. But still, we live in a very well-protected place. And I'm thankful the Lord seen fit that I was born in this area. But more importantly, I sure am glad and thankful He seen fit to come by one day and call on me, convict my heart, and that He'd save somebody like me. Somebody else tonight before we pray. Maybe tonight you got an unspoken request by uplifting hand. All across the house. Remember our church. Remember your pastor, his family. Remember our nation. Remember the service tonight. Remember Brother James here in a little while to preach. Chris Moore, if you would, take us to the Lord in word of prayer. Man, anybody have something on your heart tonight? A word of testimony. Maybe you got a song. Anything. Amen. Amen. Back him up. And I've heard y'all. Young amen, a preacher. Don't give up tonight because visiting preachers here. Y'all pray for him. You back him up. Brother James, you come right on. Pulpit's yours.
Hey, man, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to stand before you tonight. Thank you, Pastor, for sharing his pulpit with me. Thank a lot of that old boy. Well, that being said, church, you need to thank God for your pastor. We visited a lot of churches that don't have a pastor. On that same page, I believe there's churches that take their pastor for granted. Be your pastor's Aaron, and be your pastor's her. Be there to help hold him up. Be there to pray for him. Be there for him. A pastor does a whole lot behind the scenes. Again, I'm not here to lift him up, to lift man up tonight, but I want to try to encourage you to pray for the man of God. Amen. Be there for him. Call him. Check on him. Just be there for him much in prayer. We'll be in the book of 2 Corinthians for just a little while tonight. I'll try not to be long before you. The brother in the back bought me a cup of water, and he said, if you get thirsty, he said, raise that thing up. He said, we'll bring you some more. So it may be a two or three glass water tonight. Amen. Hey, we're just going to mind God tonight. Again, we'll be over the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter number 4 for just a little while. This week, as we sit down and we studied our last night, all I can say is, my, my, what a week. My, my, what a week. You know, everything at work, everything that we tried to do just fell apart. Everything that we stood for, you would just get looked at. Last night as we sat down and studied, we found our place over here where God wanted us to be, over in the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter 4. And again, as we studied there last night, little did I know that this message was going to be for me today. And I want to go ahead and thank God for it. I don't know where you stand at tonight, but I pray and pray that you open your heart up to God and see what God has to say to you for just a little while tonight. Again, what a week it's been. Every time that we've tried to study, something's come up. Every time that we've tried to lay our hands upon something at work, whether it be at home, wherever we may be, hey, it's tore up too. It's just been one of them weeks, amen. But the Bible says on the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter number 4, the Bible says, we'll start reading verse number 8 for just a little while here tonight. And the Bible says, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Father, as we bow before you for just a little while tonight, God, we want to say thank you for this day, God, that you've given us. God, we say thank you for all the many blessings of life that you bestow upon us each and every day. God, we want to thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. God, we want to thank you for being there for us each and every step of the way, every day, God. God, you're so good to us, and God, we don't do nothing to deserve it, but God, you still love us each and every day, God. God, we pray for the message here tonight. God, pray, God, that you just use us for a little while, God. God, I pray if anything stands between us and you, God, that you've already removed it, God. God, I pray, God, that you just bind to Satan and all of his power and keep him outside of these walls for just a little bit, God. God, where we could just focus on you for just a little while, God, and you could just speak to our hearts, God. God, I pray for this congregation here tonight, God, as we stand before them, God. God, I know and realize, God, that we all face trials and troubles, God. God, we all face things in our walk of life, but God, that you just speak peace to these souls right here tonight, God. God, that you would just comfort your people, God, as only you can, God. God, again, just use us for a little while tonight, God. God, I realize and I know, God, that I'm not voluntarily doing this, God. God, I believe with all my heart, God, that you called us to do it, God. God, and I pray, God, that you just give us the power tonight, God. God, just give us the unction tonight, God. God, just to preach like we never have before, God. God, again, just go with us. Lead, guide, and direct us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And amen. You know, life is like a big boxing match each and every day of our life. Amen. We get knocked here and we get knocked there. We get thrown around over here and we get thrown around over there. Honey, what I come to say tonight is life is hard. Amen. Life is hard. There's a lot of times in our walk of life, boy, we just want to lay down and quit, Brother Rodney. We just want to throw in the towel. We just say we want to quit. We can't go on no more. Amen. A lot of times that's the way you and I feel as a child of God. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Hey, am I the only one feeling like that up in here tonight? I believe we're all like that from time to time. Amen. I believe if you study out the life of Paul right here, throughout your Bible right here. Hey, Paul, I believe with all my heart that his whole life was that of a continuous boxing match. Over and over and over. Hey, Paul faced all kind of things in his walk of life right here. In verse number 8 right here, the first thing that he says is, he says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. What does he mean here? Hey, I believe that he means that we're troubled on every side. Amen. Troubles come and they come one right after the other, but not crushed down and not broken. Amen. Well, what are you trying to say right here tonight? What I'm trying to say is I'm going to show you what God showed me. I believe it's those times that we find ourselves between the rock and the hard place. Amen. I believe
without a shadow of a doubt. If there was anybody that could testify to this, if there was anybody that could vouch for this, it would be old Paul himself. Amen. Hey, Paul found himself time after time in between a rock and a hard place. Amen. If you'll study your Bible out, you look over in this same book right here in chapter number 11. Hey, Paul shared all of his rock and hard places experiences with you and I as a reader right here. All the things that he went through. He said, hey, I've worked hard serving the Lord. Amen. I've been thrown in jail. I've been shipwrecked three different times. I've been through trial after trial. I've been beat with a rod three different times, time and time again. Hey, I've been stoned. I've faced death, thrown in prison. Hey, I've been on a great journey. And during that journey, I've traveled a lot of miles. Amen. And I've faced great danger. Amen. I've lived with weariness and forbearing. And hey, I've suffered that of pain. I've had many of sleepless nights. Amen. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that Paul even, hey, he was on a shipwreck. Amen. And he was out in the waters right there. Hey, the old boy didn't even have clothes on his back to keep him warm. Amen. He went without food. He went without water. He went without all these things. But I believe through it all, hey, time and time again, old Paul would look back at the hand upon his life and he'd say, you know what? Just like you sat back there and said a while ago, hey, God's been good to this old boy. Amen. I believe that he looked back upon his life about all the trials and situations that Paul had faced and he said, how did I get through all these things? May I stop and say, it was the hand of God. Amen. I believe Paul said, hey, God brought me through all these things and hey, there's continue on blessing and leading God and directing me in my walk of life. That's how Paul gained strength for his journey. Amen. Hey, may we all gain strength for our journey to here right here tonight. Amen. Can I get an amen? We all need strength for the journey. Amen. We all need strength for the journey. Hey, Paul would say, hey, I've been knocked down. I've been beat down, but you know what? I've not been knocked out. Amen. God's had His hand upon me each and every step of the way. And I'm sure without a shadow of a doubt that He will continue blessing. Amen. That's a message for you here tonight. That's a message for you here tonight. I know that we're all troubled each and every day of our walk of life. Hey, from side to side, but may we ever get an encouragement from God tonight. Nothing from me, but through and by God. Amen. You know, none of us have ever or will ever face the degree of trials and hardships of that of Paul faced. Amen. None of us. But yes, we will face trials and troubles each and every day of our lives, and they'll come in different situations. Amen. They may be things at work. Amen. Youngins, it may be things at school. Hey, it may be things at work. It may be physical things. It may be financial things. I don't know what you're faced with here tonight, but God does. Hey, it may be something in your marriage here tonight. You may be here tonight and you're going through a situation. You feel like the walls is closing in around you right here tonight. But I want to encourage you just as Paul encourages us. Hey, may you ever stop and look back at your life and say, hey, the hand of God's been upon me each and every step of the way. You look back at the storms, you look back at the trials, and you say, how in the world did I get through those things? Hey, it was the hand of God, amen. The hand of God was, it brought you out of storm after storm and after trial after trial. Hey, all those nights that you spent that you couldn't even, you didn't have nobody to talk to. Hey, God, He was right by your side. And you was down there praying, pouring the tears rolling down the side of your face. Hey, may I say that God delivered you from whatever situation that you was back at the hand of God, just as Paul did, and may that be strength for the journey for you and I right here for just a little while tonight. May I say that God will never leave you. May I say that God will never forsake you right here tonight. Amen. He'll never fail you. Paul goes on to say that we are perplexed, but not in despair. He says, "I'm confused. I'm confused. I don't understand why all these things are happening to me." I don't understand. Boy, I can relate to this right here tonight, can't you? I don't understand all the things that goes on this side, amen. I don't understand all these trials and trouble. Hey, boy, we get confused, don't we? We don't know whether to turn right. We don't know whether to turn left. We don't know what to do, amen. But Paul walked by faith and not by sight. Just as you and I should do right here tonight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. May I say, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. I say that you and I need to lean on God this day and this time and this hour more than we ever have before. Amen. May I stop and say that, hey, when you find yourself in them confused places and you don't know whether to turn right or turn left, hey, I want you to cling to Proverbs chapter number 3, verse number 5 and 6, tighter than you ever have before. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The Bible don't say half of it. The Bible don't say just a little bit of it. Hey, he says all thine heart. All thine heart. I believe that's how Paul got through all the troubles that he went through. That's how we got through it time and time again. And that's going to be how you and I get through it time and time again. Amen. Paul also says that we are persecuted, but not forsaken. Persecuted, but not forsaken. You know, earlier on we mentioned about how the things that Paul went through, about the hardships that he found himself in. But I believe some of the greatest suffering that Paul ever endured was at the hands of his own people. Amen. At the hands of his own people. The Bible tells me over the book of 2 Timothy right here, chapter number 4 and verse number 10, Paul talks about being abandoned by Demas. Amen. He talks about being abandoned by, hey, this is one of his co-laborers, amen. Hey, this is one of his old preaching buddies, amen. One who was supposed to have been there through it with him each and every step. But you know what? He was abandoned by him. Hey, we think about being persecuted, amen. We think about being tortured or maybe thrown in prison or something like that. But what I want to say tonight, that there is other types or forms of persecutions right here tonight. Like being made fun of, being mocked because of your Christian belief, amen. A lot of times we may have friends or family members who have forsaken or abandoned you because of your faith and your commitment to God. Hey, we've all been there, amen. We've all been there, but listen to what old Paul says right here. Paul says in 2 Timothy and 3 and 12, he says, yea, and all that we live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Shall suffer persecution. God never promises us that we won't be forsaken by people, by family, by friends. But I'm here to tell you tonight that he did make a promise to you and I right here. If you're one of his right here tonight, you can say he's mine and I'm his. Amen. He's made a promise to you right here tonight. He says, I'll never leave thee and I'll never forsake thee. I'll be there with you throughout the end. Amen. I'm glad to report here tonight that he'll stick us closer than a brother. Amen. I'm glad to report tonight that I serve a God who says, I'll go before thee and make all the crooked paths straight. Amen. I'm glad I serve a God here tonight that says, I'll walk through the valley of the shadow of death, no matter what may come your way. Just as he told old Moses right there, he said, boy, I'll walk with you everywhere that foot may trot us. He said, I'll be right there with you each and every step of the way. May I say that I'm glad that I can serve a God tonight that knows my name and what I stand in need of right here tonight. Amen. One who says, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. Hey, there's going to be times that as best friends we'll be there for one another, but there's going to be times that I'm not going to be there for you. But I'm glad to report tonight that God says, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee, even in the deepest, darkest hours of the midnight when mama ain't there, when daddy ain't there, honey. God's going to be there each and every step of the way, amen. He said, I'll never leave thee, and I'll never forsake thee. I'll be there with you each and every step of the way. Yeah, we all may be troubled on every side. We all may be knocked down. We all may be perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, but not forsaken. Paul goes on to say right here, cast down, but not destroyed. Cast down, but not destroyed. Now we all know that old Satan, boy, he's going to throw his punches in there somewhere. He's going to sling them left and right. He's going to come out of the woodwork. He's going to stick his head out over here. He's going to stick his head out over there. He's going to go to slinging fiery darts. Even when you're not ready for them, or even when you are ready for them, he's going to still sling them. Amen. Hey, not only that, life's going to throw punches at you left and right. But may I stop and say God's grace is sufficient right here tonight. Amen. May I stop and say that God's grace is sufficient enough to get you and I through with the things of life that we may face. Amen. He'll be there for us. You know, as Christians, there's going to be times that we lose a battle or two along the way, amen. But I'm glad to report tonight that you and I need to remember that in the end, hey, we'll never lose the war, amen, with Jesus Christ on our side. We'll never lose the war. Again, He'll be there for us each and every step of the way. I believe you and I, we kind of sweep that under the rug every now and then, amen. We talked about that the other night. We treat God like He's our spare tire, amen. He's going to be there with you each and every step of the way. A whole lot of times we forget about Him, amen, until we really, really need Him. But oh, what a promise. Oh, what a promise. Oh, Satan, boy. Satan don't like you up in here this morning or tonight. He don't like you at all. He don't like you because you're trying to serve God. I don't know if you feel like I do, but boy, each and every step I take for Christ, I get knocked back too. Amen. Are you with me? But I'm here to report tonight that God's there for me each and every step of the way to hold me up, to brush me off and say, oh boy, that's all right. You keep on going. Just like He told old Paul, oh, Satan's goal is to seek out, to steal your joy, to steal your testimony, to rob you of everything you've got. He don't like you tonight, and He don't like me. A whole lot of times He wants to knock you down. He wants to throw you down. He wants to beat you down. I can't help but think, boy, when I was a little boy, my mom and daddy, they bought me one of them old bopping bag things. You stand there, and Brother Caleb, I put it in my room in there, boy. It was about yay big. Of course, I was probably just a little old fella. Would blow that thing up. Hey, man, if I'm not mistaken, it had a picture of old Hulk Hogan on it, man. And you could stand in there, and I'd hit that thing, and I'd kick that thing. I'd do all kinds of things to it. But you know what? Each and every time I'd done that, boy, it would bop back up. It would bop back up. I could beat it with all that was in me, but it would bop back up. And may I stop and say that you know what the secret to that old thing was? It was an anchor in the bottom of it, and I hope you get this. I hope it helps you right here for just a little while tonight. It was an anchor down in the bottom of that thing. That thing had sand in the bottom of it. Amen. No matter how hard you hit it, no matter how hard you bopped it, no matter how hard you body slammed that thing, hey, that thing was going to stand right back up. Amen. No matter what it faced, old Hulk, man, he was going to prevail. Amen. He was going to stand right back up. I said all that to say this right here tonight. Hey, the anchor still holds. Amen. The anchor still holds. Hey, it's sure and steadfast. Amen. It's that rock that you and I can cling to tonight. Amen. One that's never going to leave us. It's going to be there through the end. One that's not going to crumble. Amen. It's something solid that we can stand on right here with great assurance tonight. And that's Jesus Christ. Amen. That's Jesus Christ. He'll be there for us each and every step of the way. He'll be there for us each and every step of the way. Nowhere in my Bible does it say that being a Christian is going to be a bed of roses. Nowhere in my Bible does it say that. Nowhere in my Bible does it say everything's going to be smooth sailing from here on out. Yeah, there's going to be some rough roads ahead, amen. There's going to be some rough roads ahead. Hey, may I say that your rough road, if you're not going through one right now, you better look out tomorrow, amen. Or if not tomorrow, you better look out on down the road right here. Consider this a warning from God tonight, amen. Yeah, there's going to be some rough roads ahead. Matter of fact, the Bible goes on to tell me that, yeah, in this life we will have trials. In this life, we will have troubles. In this life, we will have tribulations. Amen. But friend, tonight, that's what I want you to get a hold of tonight, is that the anchor holds. Amen. In spite of the storm, in spite of the waves, in spite of whatever Satan's going to throw at you, in spite of how many times he's going to knock you down, hey, God's going to be there to pick you back up tonight. Amen. The anchor holds. And I hope that helps you tonight. And I hope you get a hold of that right here for just a little while tonight. But with God, we're never knocked out. Amen. Yeah, we might be tossed to and fro. We might be knocked over here, knocked over there. Hey, this old ship may take a beating. This old ship may take a batter. But hey, well, the thanks be to God because His grace is sufficient tonight. Hey, we're never knocked out. Amen. As I stand here before you and I think back of the battles in my walk of life, or about the disencouragements, if you want to call, times that I got beat down, ready to give up and throw in the towel. I do that about every day, matter of fact. I'll be honest with you. Amen. Hey, I'm human. I get fed up. I get aggravated. I do that about once a day. Hey, I'm just being honest with God tonight. I don't know about you. But you know what? As I look back at my walk of life, God's been there for me each and every step of the way. He's been there for me each and every step of the way. He's been my shoulder to lean on when I'm down. He's been my shoulder when I'm troubled on every side. He's going to be there for me each and every step of the way. Boy, God's been good to me and I can count on Him. Amen. He's never forsaken me. He's my strong tower. He's my help. He's my refuge. Amen. That safe place I can run into. I believe the old psalm that said, hey, He's that refuge. If you study that word refuge out, that's a place that cannot be moved. Amen. That's a safe place. That's a safe place from Satan himself. That's a safe place from all the storms. That's a safe place from all the troubles on every side. Hey, He's our strong tower right here tonight. Amen. That safe place and that refuge that you and I can run into right here tonight. Amen. Sure, I know without a shadow of a doubt that we're all troubled on every side. Hey, we go through. You may be honest with me tonight. I don't know. You may be sitting there saying, nodding your head, it's none of my business. Hey, God knows. God sent this for a reason right here tonight. Amen. I don't know what you're facing right here tonight, but I know without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, we're all human. We face these things on a day-to-day basis. Amen. My question to you tonight is, will you crumble? Will you fold? Will you say, I can't go on no more? Oh, Satan's overpowered me. Hey, and that's his goal. That's what he wants to do to you right here tonight, church. He wants you to think you can't keep going on. He wants you to think that you've got to give up. He wants you to think that you've got to throw in the towel. But I'm here to encourage you tonight, amen. Oh, Paul had a little bit of strength from the journey. He got that by looking in his past, amen, and seeing what God had done for him. That's what we need to do tonight, amen. Look in your past, what God has done for you, amen. You may be here tonight, and you may have been the worst drunk ever. I don't know, but you know what? Look back in your past at what God's done for you, amen. You may be here tonight, you must be the worst sinner of all. But look back in your past and look what God's done for you. Amen. You may be here tonight and you had put things in your body and things in your hand that you're not very proud of. But you know what? Look at where you're at tonight. Look at what God's done for you and where He's brought you from. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. I'm going to mind God right here just for a little bit. We're going to ask Kenny to come up to the piano right here. I'm just going to mind God for just a minute right here. As he makes his way up, with every head bowed and every eye closed, there's nobody looking in God's house here tonight.